Dit is Amsterdam Wordt Wakker tot 9 uur. En inmiddels aangeschoven de studioartiesten van deze week. We hebben er maar liefst twee. Twee gitaristen, twee singer-songwriters, denk ik, moet ik zeggen. De ene is Nederlands, dat is Ernst. Ernst, goedemorgen.
Goedemorgen.
En de ander is Christine. Christine, good morning.
Good morning.
It's you're from Canada, isn't it?
Correct.
Well, we'll try to do the interview in English.
That would work.
We're trying. Guys, welcome.
Thank you.
We're gonna listen to you. You're gonna play a lot of songs for us because you're gonna play two songs, I guess. Ernst, to start with you.
Yeah.
How do you know each other? Because there's
last year in November, I believe, Christian emailed me through MySpace. We both have a musical profile on MySpace. It's like Hives, but more internationally based. And he asked me about a few places in the Netherlands to play. So I kind of emailed him back like, well, maybe we can get together and do something together. So I got a tour for us together this week. And we played a few places in Utrecht and in Emmeloord. And now a few dates in Amsterdam. So we're doing it basically a tour together, and we called it the AA tour, as we both our names start with A.
Yeah,
our artistical names.
A Mystery and After Running Mate.
Exactly.
Christine, did you think, well, Holland, nice country, I will go.
Yeah.
did you ever heard from this country?
Of course.
Okay. And then you thought, well, nice, other part of the world, let's go.
Well, my tour actually started a month earlier in France.
Okay.
And Holland isn't that far away from France.
No, that's true.
And Ernest was very gung-ho in working together, so I figured, well, I'm already in France, why don't I hop over to Holland?
Yeah, and start playing here. I think it's time to hear the first song. Which one of you is going to play?
Okay, I am.
Ernst?
First song is basically a bit inspired by Britney Spears and Lady Di.
Or is it?
Because it's about the paparazzi, and I call them wolves, and that's the title of the song.
Okay. Ernst Körpershoek, aka A Mystery A.
Why do you care? Do we all want to share some glamour and glory? And it's just a sad story. Shame on the wolves. It's really not cool. Trying to be the first, sensation of the worst. They kill for food. Whether bad or good, not for those who have lost, not for those who are involved. Shame on the wolves, it's really not cool. I'm trying to be the first, sensation of the worst. Has begun, and it won't take long. The truth will get out, 'cause that's what it's about. need something to talk about. You need to crucify out loud. Too bored so we corrupt a lie. Now get out and get alive. Shame on the wolves. It's really not cool. I'm trying to be the first. Sensation of the worst.
Very, very good. And it didn't sound like Britney Spears at all.
Exactly. That's my
that was
very nice.
When you said it.
Yeah, we're a little afraid. Okay. Why did you write this song? Did it?
I kind of caught myself actually getting interested in, like, boulevard news and all. Mm-hmm. And I figured, I really hate paparazzi, but on the other hand, we also feed them very much, the public itself, because we like it too much, so we give them the work.
Yeah.
We want to know, so we give them the work to bother these people.
Don't watch them, because otherwise they have their existence.
Yeah, exactly. So... Yeah. The public is kind of also doing this to these people, actually. So. Mm-hmm.
Christine, a lot of paparazzi in Canada?
Not nearly as much as the rest of the world.
No, it's quite a quiet country, yeah?
Well, I'm from Toronto, which is one of the most populated cities in Canada. I believe we're up to about 4 million in the city alone. Uh-huh. And the country itself has got about 33 million. So... Canada is very, very empty in most of its regions, but as far as paparazzi is concerned, that would be a seasonal thing when we have festivals such as the Toronto Film Festival.
A seasonal thing.
Yeah, it's just not as regular as, say, Hollywood or New York, as our neighboring country down in the United States.
Mm-hmm. And what are you going to play for us today?
I'm going to start with an acoustic song called I Am Ready.
Yeah.
You don't have a pick, eh?
Yeah, we're switching the microphones now for the sound. It's called I'm Ready. Well,
I am ready.
You are ready. Well, we are also. So let's start. This is After Running Mate with I'm Ready.
All right.
Yourself once again. Can you let go? lost the times we had it all. Are you ready? I am ready. Feeling heavy. Hold it steady. Are you ready? I am ready. Feeling heavy. Hold it steady.
Woo. Yeah, also a very nice song, guys. Very, very good.
It's funny because you can't see it, but you're sharing the same guitar. Is it just for today?
Boy, this is kind of a long story, but I'll make it quick.
All right.
In order for me to bring an acoustic guitar, it would have cost $150 each way for the plane.
Really?
Yeah, well, apparently it's oversized when it's in its case, so I had to bring an electric guitar because it was smaller. And, yeah.
That's why, yeah. So there you're playing go. On the guitar. Yeah. That's a funny story.
So you're very glad with the air companies.
Yeah, they're not very forgiving. Well,
yeah, it is a funny story. So you have to share guitars.
Yeah, well, he plays most of his set on the electric when we do concerts, and a couple of them on the acoustic.
Mm-hmm. Talking about concerts, you're on a tour, you said before.
Yeah. Right.
Where are you going to play, in Holland, or where are you going to play in this region?
We have two more dates, both of them in Amsterdam, tonight and tomorrow night. Tomorrow night will be the biggest, that's in Café Bax at de Katerstraat, around 9 o'clock. We'll be both doing a set of about 45 minutes, so you can all join us there.
Yeah, 1.5 hour of,
Of music.
Of
and
nice music.
You can get our CDs down there, so you can get some more of it.
Okay, and where can people find you on the internet?
www.mystery.com and www.christinepohl.com.
Okay.
Or after Runnymede.com. A little easier to spell than Christian Paul.
Yeah, Runnymede, what does it mean?
Well, in Toronto, there's a subway station called Runnymede. And it's a controversial topic that makes people talk. Because the moment they hear after Runnymede, they start wondering which station I'm referring to. Is it High Park or is it Jane? Those are the neighboring stations to Runnymede in Toronto. So it's a way of getting people to talk. And most of the photography that I have on my website was actually shot in High Park.
Okay.
And High Park would have been my first public performance as a busker, somebody playing in the streets and the outdoors. Yeah. So after Runnymede, literally means High Park.
Okay, okay. Well, it's working. People are talking about it, I guess. People people want to know what it means. Ernst,
Mystery.
Your next song, what is it going to be?
This song is called Edge, and another very nice inspiration is actually the cult series Twin Peaks and Laura Palmer and what happened to her.
Okay.
So this is called Edge. Now that's with guitars, lending out your guitar.
Yeah, guitar sharing.
He tuned it down. Okay, here we go, Edge. She was the one, why turn out wrong? Wasn't she strong enough? On the beach she was found, no one heard a sound, so out of bound and out of sight. What went on that night? Where there was little light, did she cry or scream? Didn't know about a cookie dough. ready to go over the edge. When it's not planned, a familiar hand, he did turn out her light. What went on that night? Where that was lit alight? Did she cry or scream? Such a good time, and she didn't mind. She didn't mind. Such a good time, all in a haze, a turn into blaze. That she wouldn't feel, that she wouldn't feel, that she wouldn't feel. She was in the book of Lady the Crook, and it shook them through. Familiar hand, turn out a light, full of lies when you get to learn what went on.
Another inspirational songs, song. This this time based on Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
The very mysterious series.
Of, yeah. So,
yeah. Christine, do you also write inspirational songs?
Well, music for me is more of a catharsis. So sadly, all of my material is sad because I write it when I'm sad, and that's how I get over being sad.
Because that gives you inspiration.
Well, it's therapy, if you will, musical therapy, in order to get over the pain in life.
So no funny things for you.
No, if I'm in a good mood, I go out. If I'm in a bad mood, I stay in my bedroom and make music.
So, and the,
well,
and the,
it works.
Yeah, and the strange thing is, when people are gonna see you, they are having a good time, I guess.
Yeah.
And then you are maybe a little bit more sad because you're playing your own music.
Yeah, well,
sad music.
You know, one person's pain is one person's pleasure.
Yeah, I guess.
It is.
I guess. You're going to play tomorrow on the Cafe Box at 9 o'clock.
That's Saturday night.
Oh, sorry.
So, yeah, you're right. Tomorrow.
Yeah, it's tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm a little hazed because I've actually been couch surfing on this tour.
Yeah, it's early.
Well, no, but couch surfing is essentially shoulder tapping for somebody's couch. So I'm not exactly staying in a hotel.
Yeah.
And with all the equipment that I've had to bring, a hostel just gives me no peace of mind. There's no security, and if I can't lock my belongings behind a door, then the only real choice that I have to make is to stay with somebody who's kind enough to open their doors to me.
Okay. And you trust him, but you don't really know him.
Yeah, well, I feel that I'm a good judge of character. I mean, in a hostel, I would be sharing a dormitory with up to 30 people.
Yeah.
Right, and I'd be getting a bunk bed, and I'd have to sleep with one eye open and make my laptop my pillow. So
it's time to become famous.
Yes, well said, well said.
and become rich, maybe. let's work on that. The next song, your second song.
What is this song's called Cuba. I'm gonna play it on ukulele, and
you're playing it on ukulele.
Yeah, ukulele.
Ah, nice.
And, it was written on Varadero Beach about a year ago. And we're just getting the microphone set up here.
Again.
Yeah. So at any rate, it goes like this.
Finally, we're here. water is so clear. For Cuba we will cheer. Together holding hands, we walk along the sand. Hand in hand. In love with you I am, and I hope you understand. I whisper in your ear, I'm happy, happy we are here. And I swear it's not the beer, 'cause I feel it when you're near. I wish that you could see how much you mean to me. We were made to be, but you seem so far away, and I know I'm here to stay, so don't run away. Read these written scribes, the truth, the crimes, and the signs. Get it right this time. Trust me, baby. Touch me, baby. Feel me, baby. Find me, baby. Come on, don't run away. I miss you, I do. Please tell me what to do to make you feel like I do. To love me, love me, love me, love me.
Sad, but very nice.
Oh, what I tell you. I write them when I'm sad.
Yeah, but it's very nice. It's very nice. And played on the ukulele. Ukulele.
Yeah.
What's the reason for playing the ukulele?
Oh, wow. Well, I bought my first ukulele years and years ago after jamming away on one in the store with a friend, and I just fell in love with the sound. And
you had to have it.
Yeah, I had to have it. And ironically, much like the acoustic guitar, because I already had four bags, bringing my own ukulele would have been another $150 each way. So when I got into Valence in the middle of France, I ended up buying this brand new ukulele, which would have been cheaper than bringing my own.
And tomorrow, tonight and tomorrow are two performances of you two, of the two of you. And after that, what are you both going to do?
Well, on Sunday I'm heading home, but if I may interject before we move on to our next point, the showcases that we have over these next few days is going to be far more complex, in the sense that I use a laptop to serve as a drum machine and backing band.
Okay, so it's a whole
yeah,
show.
And it includes a video projector with live stage cameras.
Okay, so you're gonna do more than only the music.
It's a one man band, but depending on the show, I may play unplugged as an acoustic singer songwriter. And I may try and blow your mind away with a computer and a video projector.
As a band.
Yeah, my digi band.
Yeah, and people can get it all. They can get
yeah, I do my best to make the CD sound the same live.
Okay. And you...
back to where I live in Almere on Saturday night after the show, and I will start performing again somewhere in mid of June, going on a little holiday, and then I'm gonna continue and planning to record some demos and record an album in July, August.
Yeah. So. The information about the two of you can be found on www.amystery.com and www.myspace.com/amystery, and After Running Mate can be found on afterrunningmate.com and myspace.com/Christine Paul. So guys, good luck.
Thank you very much.
Thank you
very much. Success tonight and tomorrow, and well,
and thanks for being here.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having
thanks,
us.
Thanks for the nice.
Thank you.
Thanks for the nice, inspirational, and sad songs.
Cheers.
Guys, bye.
Bye.